Morning.
Good morning.
Thanks very much for joining us here on the Daily Program this morning. Now,
thank you for having me.
Our absolute pleasure. Looking at the situation in Zimbabwe, Zimbabwe's military has told regional leaders their moves were not a coup d'etat. But is this accurate in your view? It certainly looks like a coup, it quacks like a coup. Is it actually a coup despite their denials?
Well, if it looks like a coup and it quacks like a coup, then it most likely is a coup. And in this case, it is. And it's one that I would classify as a soft coup, given we're not actually seeing the overthrow of government, given the Zimbabwean military continues to recognize President Robert Mugabe as the country's sitting president and the chief commander of the country's defense forces. However, they have been flexing their muscles in order to direct the leadership transition and to ensure that Zimbabwe gets a successor that is palatable to the military state.
How have we actually gotten to this point? It seems, certainly from an outside observer's point of view, this has been a fairly rapid spiral of events.
So this the situation started unfolding as a result of the dismissal of Zimbabwe's former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa. And he was allegedly leader of one of the factions within the governing party, ZANU-PF, known by the name of Team Lacoste, or the Crocodile. The second faction was Generation 40, which at different times has been associated with the leadership of Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo, and more recently, First Lady Grace Mugabe. So with Mnangagwa's ouster, given he had been treated as someone who would best ensure stability in the event of Mugabe's stepping down or passing, the military was unhappy with those events and subsequently stepped in to ensure that the country was moving in a direction that it approved of.
Well, who would be more palatable to the to Zimbabwe's military? You mentioned, obviously, the former vice president, Mr. Mnangagwa. Obviously, Grace Mugabe was sort of tapped to take over Robert Mugabe's position, the wife of the current president. So who would be more palatable in this situation? Would indeed the current leader of the opposition be more palatable to the Zimbabwe military?
Emmerson Mnangagwa is definitely the top candidate who's most palatable. And currently, given ongoing discussions between the military in Zimbabwe and President Robert Mugabe himself about where the country is headed between regional organizations such as the African Union and the Southern African Development Community, it's looking like Mnangagwa will come back to Zimbabwe to provide leadership in some capacity, and that a government of national unity where all different political actors within Zimbabwe's political scene come together to form a collaborative government and shape the agenda of the country going forward. So we'll likely see people like Tsvangirai in this transitional government of national unity, but former Vice President Emmerson Mnangagwa is likely to be the one who is heading that arrangement.
Well, it's quite interesting you mentioned Tsvangirai there, because obviously he said, in fact, it's been reported on CNN that he's been saying that Mugabe should resign for the good of the country. Now, not to put too fine a point on it, but Robert Mugabe is a bit of an old dog, a bit of hard to learn new tricks. He's been basically reigning as dictator for 37 years, so I can't imagine he's too easy to force into any new positions. How likely do you think it is that Mugabe will actually cooperate with the military?
I think at this point there's no choice but to cooperate as it stands. But I do believe that a lot of President Mugabe's preferences will have to be taken into account in order to ensure that the transition, whatever it ends up looks like, is as amicable as possible in order to ensure stability in that country. Tsvangirai has indeed been saying that President Robert Mugabe needs to step down, and that is very true, and many Zimbabweans do agree with that. And some welcome this soft coup as a way of ensuring that, but I think a very significant majority of Zimbabweans would have preferred for the transition to take place in a different manner.
Well, just as a final point, Tinashe, obviously, as I mentioned before, Mugabe is kind of seen as one of Africa's last strongmen leaders, one of the last real dictators that that is ruling over an African country. This kind of soft coup to take him out of power, to put the power in the in somebody else's hands, how is it likely to affect the region at large, like sort of leading by example?
I mean, one thing that Southern Africa, or at least countries like Zimbabwe, have been missing is leadership renewal, right? We do have a tendency of having these long-serving leaders. But I think the strong winds of change across the Southern African region specifically, especially when we're looking at what happened in Angola recently, where former President Eduardo dos Santos stepped down after 38 years in power, and now Angola has a new president who seems to be shaking things up. And so in Zimbabwe, a similar thing is happening, simply not through electoral processes. And we're likely to see a new president there after 37 years. So I think at the very least, people were hoping that we'd start to see these kinds of leadership changes, which hasn't been forthcoming for a very long time, even as we still have the same party in power for the most part.
Tinashe, thank you very much. Really appreciate your insight into this one this morning.
No problem. Thank you very much for having me.